DJ's Door Service.
Hey, Thomas?
Yes, sir.
Hey, Thomas, this is John with Local Splash.
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
Good.
Good. That's what I like to hear. Happy Halloween.
Thank you.
I was just reviewing your account dashboard, and I kind of want to touch base with you and see if you were looking to maybe expand or how you felt about how things are going with Local Splash here.
I have no idea. I'm going to hand you over to my wife because I don't honestly have a clue. I don't know if you've done anything. I haven't seen any ads. I don't have a Facebook, so I have no idea about anything.
Okay.
You could be doing something. You could be doing nothing. Yeah.
Yeah. I was looking at the hub here. I mean, it says there's 573 results on there. So there's definitely stuff going on over our time.
Yeah, I know. I've seen the ads and I've really liked the ads. So I think everything's going really well on that. And I'm,
okay, he scared
I don't
me
know.
There. I was like,
sorry,
wait a minute. I was like, that's not what I want to hear from a client.
What do you mean?
Well, he was like, oh, I don't know if we're getting anything. And I'm like, wait, what?
Oh, yeah.
Heart attack.
Well, I mean, I honestly don't know because I don't ask where they hear from us. Service has been kind of slow. I mean, everything's been kind of slow the last couple of weeks.
Mm-hmm.
So I bet that's, I mean, that's kind of the industry. Everybody I've talked to, everything's kind of slowish a little bit, but
yeah, I mean,
I have no idea.
Well, you guys are eligible for this program called Google Guarantee. They changed the name of it to Google Verified. I don't know if you've seen those ones. It's kind of what ProLift has of Chattanooga and Precision Door Service uses, but it's Google's pay per lead program. So I know that might be a red flag. When I first started talking to you guys, you were doing a pay-per-lead program, and I know you didn't really have the best experience with that one. With this, the leads are exclusive, so the customers are handed off to you live on the line, and they're pre-screening them. And they only charge you if you, like, set an appointment or agree to go out and meet with the customer. So it's designed to kind of guarantee you guys more of a result and lead and have kind of, like, a team, not necessarily that they're doing Amanda's job, but they'd be kind of answering, pre-screening some of them, making sure that it's actually some meat on the bone, and then bringing you guys into the conversation.
And then what do they do? Do they just call me, or do they email?
Yeah, we would call you with the customer on the line. If you don't answer, we'd leave an email and 24 hours to follow up with them. But we also try to accommodate the person while we have them on the line. A lot of times they're going for the Google Guarantee guys just because Google backs them with an extra insurance should something happen to their garage door in the process. So they're getting insurance from Google, but they're also getting the security of knowing that you guys have passed a background check. And so to answer your question, they'll go into a pipeline if you don't directly answer the live call if we're trying to hand them off to you. And then we're going to still try to accommodate them, though, and get them help if they want the help, like ASAP, or if they're in an emergency situation.
So you said Overhead and Precision and all these other people use it. So what makes you, like, somebody calls and says, I need a garage door. Well, Precision's in Athens. Overhead comes here. Everybody comes here. I'm not the only door company. And they say, what makes you pick me over them?
Well, the willingness to accept the lead at the time. So sometimes guys will say, hey, I want like 5 leads. I'll be able to take 5 leads. They'll get 5 leads. And then they're like, okay, hold off. I don't want leads right now. I'm going out of town or this happens. So we always want to make sure that we can accommodate them. Or if they're actively on jobs and they can't help the person on that call, then obviously we're going to go to the one that's able to accommodate them. So it's kind of like a working system just to make sure that everybody is getting tended to, especially if they're in like an emergency situation, and they're also getting connected with a Google guaranteed contractor.
So I'm just going to be like fourth on the list or fifth or whatever.
No, they're at the very top, but yeah, there's 4 of them right now for this service area. You'd also be up there also is a Anytime Garage Door. I don't know if you heard of them.
Yeah.
And then Northgate Doors.
What is the price per lead? Is it a percentage or is it a flat fee?
It's usually a flat fee. Let me pull it here. Give me 1 second. I just had it pulled up to the GG bot. Give me 1 second. Google Guarantee bot garage door service. Athens. Okay. So, and you guys have a Tennessee State Home Improvement Contractors license or a State General Contractor license? Okay. All right. And then you carry $100K in general liability, at least?
We carry $3 million.
Okay, perfect. I just want to make sure I wasn't wasting your time there. So the lead cost is $28 to $43. $43 would be on the high end. Usually you want to set aside anywhere from 13 to 15 lead budget. That's what these guys are getting a month on average. So that could be anywhere from $364 to $559 per month, it's saying, as an activation budget.
So, and do you just pay that when your service is complete, or how do you...
Well, they'll have a balance. So you'll have a balance of the 13 to 15 leads, 13 being the minimum, and then they'll deduct it when you accept the leads from that balance. And the balance will be...
So what happens if, so it's a lead, let's just say somebody calls and wants a new garage door and they're just looking for quotes. Well, I'm not going to pay $50 to go out there and measure a door because I do that for free.
Not qualified. Yeah, you're not getting charged for that.
Okay.
Yeah, that's the Google guarantees. We don't want you paying for things that aren't actually a real lead or client.
Yeah, because, I mean, like, I go out to these. So even if I set an appointment, like, somebody calls me and says, hey, I need a new garage door. Okay, I'm going to set an appointment to go do that. I don't charge for that appointment. Well, you're going to charge me because I set an appointment for it.
Right. But I've even had to.
Even if I don't get the job.
Yeah, I've had situations with clients where, like, they get a lead, right? And then they go out there and they're like, hey, this actually wasn't what the guy thought it was. Like, we needed to do this. He needed a whole new door. And then he ended up declining it because he didn't have the money to do it right now. We reimbursed that guy. We gave him his lead fee back as a lead credit or put that balance back into his account. So that didn't count as a lead. But unfortunately, yeah, I mean, it is kind of a waste of time to go out there and give that guy a quote, you know? It is.
But I mean, we would have done that anyways if he called us up.
Well, yeah, I would do it anyway. The difference is I'm not paying $40 on top.
Yeah, he just said that he would.
You wouldn't. Yeah.
I'm just thinking it's gonna. I mean, I would love 13 leads a month or 15 leads a month to turn into something, but I also don't have anybody working in an office, and it sounds like I'm gonna get charged for stuff because I'm not gonna stay on top of it.
No, that's the thing. I mean, local / we would be on top of it as well. And we'd be able to dispute it for you as well. So if you're saying, hey, that wasn't a legitimate lead, you report that to us, you know, we'll go in there and dispute it directly through your tracking system. And your tracking system will have a section where you'll be able to see, like, your lead balance and those leads getting reimbursed or charged for. So that way you're able to actively keep track of it just right there from an app on your phone, you know. So you have a team helping you with it. Plus, you can obviously just click on the app and see it at any time.
Right.
So we're basically, so you pay for 13 leads up front, and then it's just, the 13 leads is over.
You have to accept the lead.
Well, I know, but I'm saying, like, today, if we do this, we have to sign up, and we're paying for 13 leads if we don't have
yet. No. So let me take a step back. You have to be able to pass
it. Because I heard lead balance.
Yeah, you're right. You're right there. But you wouldn't have to pay that today. Today it's just a one-time payment of $250. That's for the background check and the application. So I would just send over the application. That's why I was making sure that you had the license and the minimum insurance required. And then obviously you can't have any felonies in the last 7 years, which I don't think is a concern. We've already been working with you for a while. So pretty easy. You just got to fill that out, pass it. Then once you pass the background check, they'll go ahead and get you Google verified. Your Google business profile will be showing as a Google verified contractor. But then you won't receive the leads or be charged the lead balance until you tell us you're ready to activate. It's called an activation budget. Your activation budget for 13 leads, let's say you were doing them at the high mark, just to kind of over-promise or under-promise, over-deliver, you're really looking at $559 exactly when you're ready. Then you have that 13 lead balance minimum, right, at $43. Now, let's say you're getting a bunch of $28 leads. Obviously, you're going to get a lot more than 13 leads for $559. But let's say that month you only accepted 7 leads. We're not going to automatically charge you for 15 or 13 leads the following month. It doesn't work like that. The leads will roll over until you've exhausted that full 13, 15, 20, whatever you set aside, right? That number you're able to set. 13 is just the minimum. But it'll roll over, and then once it's exhausted, then you tell us when you want to reimburse. It's still not going to automatically just reload 13 lead fees or automatically charge you or that be due today. You actually have full control over when you're being charged that lead balance. And then also, obviously you have control over what's a qualified lead and what's not a qualified lead as well, too. That's what makes Google Guarantee so efficient.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Would it be possible to revisit this in say like 2 weeks? So we actually have a meeting on Monday. There's another local business here that we've been in kind of discussing partnering with, and I don't want to start something like this right before that.
Merging. Yeah, you're gonna merge together.
We're in talks about it, so we're kind of, I mean, this is, it would really, really benefit our commercial side, which has been really difficult to build up, so we're kind of just, we're still in discussions about it, so I kind of want to, I'm wondering, could you call me back in like 2 weeks and we discuss this again?
Yeah, absolutely. Google Guarantee is not like the local listings that you guys capitalized on 2 years ago. You know, this one is something that you qualify for, and as long as you have the requirements, since you already have a history of working with us, we can get mm-hmm. you to the background check and start it whenever. It's not a time sensitive thing.
Is it something? And I'm curious, like within the program, like if it's something that you accept more leads, do you get bumped up the generation scales per se, you know what I'm saying? Like, do you get the
yeah,
better leads?
Like,
once
it's not
you
that
you get
better leads, it's just kind of they open up the floodgates. Like, if we have a guy, for example, like Precision Door Service, an Anytime Garage Door, these guys have a lead balance that's not the minimum. Their lead balance is in the hundreds area, they're saying. So they've already set aside, you know, 100 times the lead balance of $43. So it's like, okay, the funds are readily available there at any time. They're saying at any time a lead comes through, we'll take them. So it's a lot easier. And they also have multiple people there. So we get somebody on the line and need help right away. It's, hey, call them up.
So they have somebody to accept it all the time.
Right. But at the end of the day, we want to make sure everybody that's in, there's times where there's more than enough leads even for them to handle. So regardless of them having that lead balance there, they can't schedule them. You know, we want to make sure at the end of the day, the people who are requesting a Google Guarantee contractor are getting the help that they need.
I see.
See what I'm saying? And then also with this, you could cover like pretty large radius. We're talking like 50, 100 miles. It's like Google Ads where you're not really limited on the service area too. So when they apply a budget like that, they're going, hey, we're also willing to accept leads, big old radius. We'll send a guy out whichever way. If you're looking to grow and then you're also looking to expand on the commercial side, I would highly recommend giving that a shot before merging. You know, it might just be the missing thing in order to get that going, because then you actually are targeting. Like if you're telling them, hey, the leads that we're trying to get are commercial, then they'll make sure like, hey, the leads that they're going to consider qualified and actually pay the lead fee for are those commercial leads, and we'll make sure to kind of build that part of your business. Does that make sense?
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it does.
Towards you guys.
Yeah, it does. So I mean, we do already have this meeting set on Monday. So at minimum, would you be all right with reaching out back to me in like, you know, 10 days or so?
Yeah. Here, let me put you on my calendar here. What time or what day? Just give me a day and time, and then I'll walk in.
Are you in Nevada? Is that
no? We're in Southern California. We're Orange County. We're right across from Google.
I was just wondering for a time frame, because if you could do...
Oh, it's 9:52 right now, yeah. There's a little time difference.
Yeah, it's 1 o'clock in the afternoon here. But if we could do something like, say like 4 o'clock in the afternoon.
Okay.
My time.
And then like 10 days. Boom. It would have to be like the 10th maybe of November. So Monday, like 4?
Let's wait. Yeah, that would be perfect.
Okay. And then Amanda and Thomas. All right, Amanda, I got you locked in there for Google Guarantee. Like I said, when you guys are ready to do it, it's really just the application fee and a background check. And then once from that point, when you guys accept the application and start the background check, it's usually about 3 weeks. 2 to 3 weeks before you complete the background check process and then are able to accept leads. So just as a heads up. So
what was that application fee?
it's just a one-time application fee for the third party that does your background check. It usually goes through Evident and Google.
What's the cost on it?
Oh, it's just $250. It's just a one-time payment,
okay.
$250.
Okay.
I send you the application, and then you guys start working on the process. They'll ask you to send in, like, your license, insurance, everything to Google Guarantee you.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So let us
all
know
right.
whenever you're ready, but I got that follow-up call set for 4 o'clock on November 10th.
All right. Sounds good. Thank you.
All right. Happy Halloween.
You too.
All right. Bye-bye.